The three other vermin caught his mood and began tipping more boulders over the edge onto the creatures below.
Woohoo! Look at that ant running! He's tripped and fell!
Watch me get those two idling behind that rowan tree!
That little one just vanished under a load of sail!
They watched until the massive landslide subsided. Grooven leaned on his sword and smirked at his companions.
That'll teach them. Fill in their bellies while there's hungry Jaska warriors starving up here. There's a good few baskets full of fresh-picked food down there that never got buried. Told you I wouldn't steer you wrong, didn't I? Let's slide down there and see what the pickings are like.
Nimbalo jumped at the sudden rumbling and clattering that echoed through the cavern.
Great seasons! What's that, mate? Thunder and lightning again?
Alphick scrambled up the stream bank to the curtaining waterfall that shielded the entrance.
Stay! Not thunder and lightning, that rockfall, not safe! Stay!
Nimbalo made to follow him, but was stopped by Tag's strong paw.
Best stop here, mate. These creatures know their own mountain best. That rockfall sounds bad.
They waited until the rumbling ceased. There was a brief silence. Then the cave mob shrews began chattering wildly and moving toward the cave entrance. Bodjev headed them off, calling for calm.
Shush up! Shush up, all the beast!
No, go. Stay here. Alfie, clever wise son, know best. Wait till Alfie come back.
The wait was rather a long one. Anxious shrews who had family and friends outside chattered away interminably to one another. Nimbalo covered his ears, screwing his face up.
The blinking noise that lot are making is worse than the rockfall.
Tag nodded sympathetically.
Aye, but they probably got kin out there and they're worried. I wish Alfik would come back. Hope he's all right.
Virtually, as the otter finished speaking, Alfik came splashing hurriedly through the watery cascade and made straight for Tag.
Death bees out there. Lots of death. Much hurted cave mobs. Four beasts, two bigger beasts. Maybe your size. Big knives, spear, looking like bad. Much bad.
The big otter drew his blade, his tattooed face grim.
Bodjev, you and your shrew stay here for a while. Wait a bit before you follow me. I know who those beasts must be, and I don't want any of the cave mob hurt because of me.
Nimbalo picked up a flint-studded club and followed his friend to the entrance. Tag shook his head.
Not this time, mate. This is something I've got to do alone.
The harvest mouse brushed by him.
No mate of mine fights standing alone. I don't care what you say. I'm going with you, Tag. If there's four of them, you'll need some beast to watch your back. No arguments.
Tag flashed him a quick smile.
You're a real pal, Nimbalo the Slayer.
Amid the devastation they had caused to the neatly farmed terraces, the four vermin laughed amid fallen boulders and dead pygmy shrews, callously feeding themselves. Grooven stuffed fresh button mushrooms into his mouth, grabbing at Dagrab as she passed with a basket.
Strawberries? Why didn't you tell me there were strawberries here? Give me some of those, you greedy rat.
He spat out the mushrooms and began stuffing strawberries.